Petite Provence is a bakery serving French-style pastries along with breakfast and brunch. Lunch was provided by Bare Bones, located at 2900 Southeast Belmont Street in Portland. Bare Bones Cafe serves up traditional American sandwich breakfasts and brunches, with a bar to provide late-night drinks into the early morning. Dinner was provided by Tamale Boy, located in Northeast Portland at 1764 Northeast Deckham Street, and in North Portland at 668 North Russell Street. Open daily from 11 a.m. to 10 p.m. serving Mexican dishes. For more information on how you can support KBOO, call 877-500-5266 or go to kboo.fm/give right now.
KBOO Community Radio is a proud co-sponsor of the Portland Eco Film Festival. From Thursday, September 26th, through Sunday, September 28th, at the Hollywood Theater in Portland. The Portland Eco Film Festival showcases films about nature, the environment, outdoor pursuits, and eco-conscious living. This four-day festival features films such as The Man of the Trees, Our Trails 2, Damned to Extinction, Hike the Divide, a conversation about climate action on the Continental Divide Trail, and many, many more. Again, that's the Portland Eco Film Festival, Thursday, September 26th through Sunday, September 28th at the Hollywood Theater, 4122 Northeast Sandy Boulevard in Portland. Individual screening times and other information can be found at kboo.fm on the right side of the homepage under Community Events. KBOO Community Radio is a proud co-sponsor of the Portland Eco Film Festival. From Thursday, September 26th through Sunday, September 28th at the Hollywood Theater in Portland. The Portland Eco Film Festival showcases films about nature, the environment, outdoor pursuits, and eco-conscious living. This four-day festival features films such as The Man of the Trees, Our Trails 2, Damned to Extinction, Hike the Divide, a conversation about climate action on the Continental Divide Trail, and many, many more. Again, that's the Portland Eco Film Festival, Thursday, September 26th through Sunday, September 28th at the Hollywood Theater, 4122 Northeast Sandy Boulevard in Portland. Individual screening times and other information can be found at kboo.fm on the right side of the homepage under Community Events.
This is KBOO Portland. The time is 7 o'clock, and now here's Calculated Conversation.
Yo, man, it's a lot of brothers out there flaking and perpetrating, but scared to kick reality.
Man, you've been doing all this dope producing. You ain't had a chance to show them what time it is.
So what you want me to do?
Hello, hello. This is the wonderful Calculated Conversation Radio Show. I'm your host, David.
And I'm Ken Jones.
Yeah, we are back on this wonderful, hot, steamy Tuesday. Yeah. I'm just kidding. Everybody knows it's wet out there, you know, but we complained about the sun, so we had to accept some of the rain, too, now. Yeah, it was definitely was a short summer. Like they say summer just left.
Yeah, that wasn't even a kind of a summer. That was an extended spring.
That's like somebody just stepping their foot in your front door and seeing was you home real quick and then leaving.
So left a note.
Yeah, like you coming in or nah. But we happy to be back. Every Tuesday is a blessing. The Calculated Conversation Show is in full effect.
Yes, Lord.
Going for, about a little over a year and a half now. Mm-hmm. And we appreciate everybody listening. The new listeners, the loyals, make sure you spread the word to this conscious conversation. We like to take it a little bit deeper.
Right.
Slow it down for the thinkers in the house.
And so for our longtime listeners and new listeners, want to give a heads up that tonight we've got the membership drive happening. So we'll be taking some pauses here and there to discuss some of that.
Yes, yes. It'll be some fundraising going on. Is that right?
keeping the monies going.
Right. You do want to see us again, don't you? Or hear us again, don't you? But anyways, man, so what's up? You, I do understand that you've been the bachelor for the last couple of weeks.
Yeah.
I had some females tell me, well, tell Ken, I'll come cook for him. I said, well, he's just trying to take his time right now.
Yeah, like, I'm keeping it all the way basic.
But how's that going, man? How's that little wind of freedom, I guess?
Hey, it's new, it's different. Like yeah. I say, the downtime is definitely different. I think it's good in the sense of really taking the time to have the moments with myself.
Yeah.
Right?
Right.
Like in those moments where I'm not busy, where I'm not, you know, have a meeting to be at, some type of business to be handling, sitting down and reading them books we've been talking about, really kind of trying to explore those, breaking some of their concepts down, seeing where they apply, where they may not apply.
Right.
Just really taking a lot of those looks in the mirror. I've been having some great conversations though lately, and I feel like that's what's been pretty dope about it is having the conversations and, you know, highlighting where I see my play in things.
Yeah.
And then outside of that, I've got like the birthday passed. Birthday came up on Friday.
It did.
And kept it basic, trying to do something for the daughter next month. So I was like, I can't go overboard. So went out and hung out with the woke team. We did dinner and a lot of shots.
Yeah, right? How many? But, how many?
So that's the thing is that so this was over the period of time, and it was kind of like, okay, we're taking a couple, and it kind of kept going. But you know, I'm a bigger guy, so it wasn't really doing too much. Then I got chauffeured over to Swift, stopped through there, bumped into Sam and few of the other peoples. Morgan was there, and DJ Am rocked with them for a little bit, and then I came to come check you out.
Right.
And nothing but love once I walked through that door.
Off top.
Took me straight to the bar, like.
Right. Immediately. Well, I mean, I don't think. Well, you know, we don't really see you out there. I was like, oh yeah, his kid's definitely out of town.
Right.
yeah, that was cool. You know, people don't know Ken's birthday was last Friday, man, and. You know, he came to the event that I do every Friday at Splash, and you know, went and saw a couple other people and had dinner with his team and stuff like that. So it was definitely a pleasure to see him out. So I definitely took him straight to the bar.
Hey, it was funny too, walking through there, getting asked by multiple people like, "Where's the red cup?" Like, this is a full place of right. business.
Right,
they shutting that down at the door.
Right, you gonna be kicked out or not? Right. You want to see me in here still or not?
Like, but nah, that was a good flow. That energy in there was pretty dope. And then, I stuck around there for a little second. Then I don't even remember, like, what prompted me. I think I was like, oh, I'm going to go get some air.
Right.
I was like, oh, now I'm back in the car.
Yeah. I think that's fair, though. I mean, you know, I know I joked about that, but that's literally my life.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, if it's not an event I'm doing or it's not. I'm not really, really trying to support somebody on a serious level. You know, I will pull in and I will pull out as quick as I pulled in. And, you know, like I told my boy, I said, man, we at that age where before you go in, you talk about what time you're coming out.
Right.
You got 30 minutes now, hey. Man. Whatever you do in that time with me is good, but I got to go. But that's real, though. So.
No, I think I find that, like, in some of them spots where we a bunch going on, especially being dull, it's like you go around, you know, talk to my people, but then trying to talk over music. My voice, I feel like, don't be carrying in these places of any tones that's over talking tone.
Yeah.
I feel like we just be like, huh?
And I want to real quick jump back to what you said just about having that space of freedom in your own home while the kids are gone, you know. And that's something I talk about a lot, you know. And sometimes I think people really underestimate the power and the energy behind, like, spending a lot of alone time in your place of residence with no other humans around and what that does to your energy and how you revitalize it. You know, I really feel like I wouldn't be the man I don't think I am today if I always had somebody, like, living with me or in my ear, and I didn't have time to go home, break away from society for a little bit, rejuvenate myself, and then go back out there and be prepared to deal with the things I didn't ask for.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And when you never get that space, you're dealing with things outside, you're dealing with things inside, and so you never get a chance to, like, you know, it's like having your phone off the charger all night. You know, as soon as one thing happens, you die.
Hey.
You know what I mean? It's such a blessing, man. Yeah, we definitely, like we told you guys, we definitely got the fundraiser going on, so we will be pledge breaking here shortly. I got my guy John Hunt and Danny Moore from Stuberberger in the building, and we got a lot to talk about. So until then, let's run that pledge.
Good evening, listeners. You're listening to KBO and Calculated Conversations. My name is Deborah, and I am proud to be on our pledge break for this evening. Did you know that talent is universal, but opportunity is not? With your help, we can break down the barriers many people experience to media making with free broadcast training and airtime access. When you become a member of the KBOO committee, you're joining a powerful movement for a more just media. You stand for equity and diversity and help to uplift voices unrepresented in mainstream media through KBOO. Please help us continue this legacy by going to your phones right now and calling us to make a pledge at 877-500-5266 or go to the internet, kboo.fm. It will certainly be worth your while, I guarantee. And we also have some thank you gifts for folks calling in or on the internet making pledges with us this evening. For a minimum donation of $60, we have a funk R&B concert. The event is Main Squeeze. The date is October 5th, 2019 at Doug Fir Lounge. We have one pair of tickets. There is an age restriction of 21 plus. If you are interested in those tickets, please call, give us a minimum donation of $60 and mention that you are interested in, would like to receive that thank you gift. Again, you decide every time you support KBOO that these voices deserve to be heard. Thank you for allowing us to amplify the voices from your community. And in just a moment, we'll be back with Calculated Conversations. And also, we're ready for your calls. Please give us a call at 877-500-5266 or on the internet at kboo.fm. Now back to Calculated Conversations. Thank you.
Is he online?
No.
You're
not. Okay.
No.
And we're back.
We back.
Sorry about that, folks.
And guess what? Our special guests have pulled in. So we got my guys, man. Actually, my favorite guys. John Hunt, Danny Moore, co-founders of Stuberberger Restaurant. Amazing restaurant, man. I've known these guys for a while. I definitely know that they... been around, was it 2014 or 13?
14.
Yeah, 2014.
2014, and so I know they had a small cart, you know, off of, was that Vancouver?
Vancouver.
In Fremont? Yeah. Yeah, now they got a brick and mortar, Gleason in 24.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, I wanted them on the show, man, simply because, like, I rock with these guys, man. They're like my brothers, man. Like, and they're really peaceful, man. You know, they're really... pleasant, high energy. Like, I never felt more comfortable going in any restaurant in Portland, but when I come in that place, I feel like I walked in my own house.
Hey,
wow. Like,
hey,
that's how.
Appreciate that, bro.
No, I'm just saying, though. I want to make sure I said that on air so y'all know that, man. Every time I come there, like, y'all give me like some of the most welcoming and warmest energy out of any place I've ever been to go eat. And so that's why I rock with you guys, and I try to support and push and come get fat over there and everything. So thank you for that, man. How y'all feeling?
Oh, man, I'm feeling stupid right now.
Yeah, man. Feeling stupid, man.
Stupid hour right now, man. Stupid hour.
Dope, man. So,
right quick, one other thing I want to throw in there, too. So what's wild with that is when you guys did have before having the brick and mortar spot, I remember coming through there and happened to be on like a week-long health fit, so I couldn't eat nothing that I wanted to eat. But I remember seeing what y'all was doing and really rocking with it. And I just came and put money in the jar. I know I threw a dub in the jar and was just like,
at the food
do a
cart.
Thumbs up. Yeah,
yeah, yeah.
At the food cart,
that.
Threw that in there. I was like, yep, I'm out of here.
Like, but, I was trying to tell him, it's like people, they feel so attached to us. It's like they feel like they're like, you know, a part of it. Because to see us kind of like start small, you know, and go to a food cart, and basically we was kind of like one of the, I wouldn't say the first African American food cart, but we was kind of like one of the first people who kind of like
the first urban though, kind
of. Yeah, kind of first urban, you know, urban situation. It's a lot of us out there now, and everybody's kind of like, you know, stepping it up.
You guys kind of like that foundation.
Yes, sir.
Really got it running.
Yeah, yeah. You guys is like definitely the pioneers, and I feel like in that realm. And like you said, it's definitely more African Americans that had carts at the time. You know, who knows if we knew them or not. But I mean, as far as urban in our community and what affected us and who we knew, you know, I feel like you guys are some of the pioneers in that. You know what I mean?
And the burgers is actually wet.
Yeah, and you got amazing food. So it's an amazing story. And so it's not really hard for. As far as I'm concerned, it's not hard to support you guys at all, man. So, how long y'all been tight with each other, man? How'd this idea happen, man?
We've been tight for like, what, 6-7 years now?
Yeah.
We didn't grow up together.
Yeah, we kind of knew each other from like high school. He went to Grant, I went to Jeff, so it was like, you know how that goes.
You know, the rivalry is there.
Right, right. But we all grew up kind of like in the same little neighborhood, you know, same Northeast, you know, before it was, you know, this one was really Northeast, but that's a whole nother story.
Right, right.
For the subject. But it really started to format what Buffalo Wild Wings, what was that, like 2012 around there?
Yeah, somewhere around there.
Yeah, so me and him, we was working at Buffalo Wild Wings downtown, just like. We both was cooks. We was like,
hey. Oh, for real?
Yeah. That's when it really started. Yeah. Like,
what?
Yeah,
that's dope, man. Yeah. And so, like, the bottom line is, man, I feel like we come from, you know, sometimes an area where everybody just kind of mimic each other, and you know, and we our community was probably a little bit slow, I think, to get into some of the industries that we in now, like even clothing as well. And so we had to have like urban pioneers to even make that possible. So that people could think that it can be done, right?
Yes, sir.
And so how do you get to a point to where you live in this community, everybody's doing this, everybody's making money this way, you guys say, you know what, let's do this. You know what I'm saying? Like, I think that's one of the deciding factors, man, that really separate the leaders from the followers, I feel like.
Yes, sir, because, you know, you learn back in high school, teachers and your role models is telling you, you know, anyone can sell drugs, you know what I'm saying? Who can run a business? You know what I'm saying? You got gang leaders and, you know, and rank all the way down. So same thing with your CEOs and ranking officers all the way down. So it's elevating the hustle.
That's it.
Let's not, you know, be a product of the environment. Let's, you know, be our own product in the environment. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So.
And you guys do it with, and again, man, I keep saying this, but you guys do it with such great poise. Like, what, you guys have you got a mission statement or something? Do you guys treat everybody like family when they come in there or what? Because
I'll be wanting
to sit down and take my shoes off, man, and turn on the TV up there. Like,
everybody's like, family.
Well,
man.
I mean, I think
treat people really good, man. Let's be honest, a lot of restaurants don't do that and food carts don't do that out here, but you guys do.
Because it's just not like, it's not like just a food cart. Like, that's how we don't look at it. We look at it like a culture. It's like, you know, when we first started, people, they were just coming down just to like come and take a selfie with a bird, come hang out. It was like a cool culture thing to do, because like our burgers and fries, that's not nothing real like fancy. That's something more our generation. You know what I mean? That's what I ate in high school every day. Mm-hmm. Go get me a 99-cent burger from Wendy's or whatever. So we kind of wanted to take something that was kind of cool, because at first we was going to do barbecue, but that's like, I mean, never on barbecue, but like, you know, we wanted something that was kind of like
barbecue.
Yeah, it's like, so burgers and fries is just, that's just so like, it's kind of like a cool thing to do, especially a stupid burger. Now, what's the stupid burger, Danny? What's on the stupid burger?
It's pal high with the bacon, the ham, the hot link, the egg, lettuce, tomato, onion, pickles, and the signature sauce.
So it's like, so basically what you're saying is that, you know, like our culture is always known for doing things like, you know, creating barbecue stands and stuff like that, whatever.
Yeah, sir.
So, but you guys took like an American tradition and then you threw your own stupid flavor on it and you kind of switched the game a little bit.
There it is.
Which is cool. You know, I like that, bro. Just where the name Stupid come from?
Yes, that was where I was going.
Man, Stupid was like, it pretty much came out of a dream. Like, I don't know if I was dreaming, if I was just asleep, you know what I'm saying, and it just popped in my head. Then I woke up, I was like, Stupid Burger. I text John, you know what I'm saying? Then when I woke up again, I was like, oh, I remember Stupid Burger. And I looked at it, and then by the time in the morning, he texted me like, oh man, that's catchy. And I was like, yeah, we running with that.
Yeah, it was so catchy. And then we switched it up too again. So we decided to spell it different so people won't feel like, you know how the public eye is stupid. Yeah, like, right, you ain't supposed to say stupid. Like,
right.
So we spelled it different, you know, two O's. Yeah. So it's stupid.
So that's a fun stupid.
Right.
Not
right,
a dumb
right,
stupid.
Right, right.
It's for everybody. Right. Now, you could be 4 or righteous. 94. Like,
righteous.
The 94-year-olds come in and be like, yo, this took me back to when I was 7 eating at a diner. And I'm like, wow.
Yeah, exactly.
That's really a vibe, though.
Yeah.
That's heavy.
Yeah, every time they take a bite, I'm like, wow, okay. We doing something right.
Yeah, no, that's definitely amazing, man. But you guys have, man, like, covered a lot of ground and inspired a lot of people, man, in the town. I think the town appreciate that, you know. And I think what was cool about it is, like you said, it's not just a food restaurant, you know. It's more of a culture type thing, right, you know. And people identify with that,
right?
So, but we get right back to that. Let's do a promotion run real quick for the pitch.
Good evening, Deborah Hall. I'm again. And welcome to KBOO. You are listening to Calculated Conversations. We are in the midst of our 2019 fall pledge drive, Mike to the People. And please, we are urging you to give us a call with your generous donations at 877-500-5266 or go to kboo.fm on the internet and become a member today. You are grassroots supporters. Keep us independent. We depend on you to keep our community strong. Please call now to become a member. You make KBOO happen. Member-supported radio means you, the listener, and the station's financial base. Support this participatory approach to media. Please call now. For a generous donation, a minimum of $100, we do have a thank you gift, a concert, if you experience Hendrix on Wednesday, October 2nd at the Arlene Snitzer Concert Hall. We have one pair of tickets. It is an all-ages concert. You'll see and hear musicians Buddy Guy, Billy Cox, Dweezil Zappa, Joe Satriani, and others. So if that's your interest, we'll take your $100. Give us a call at 877-500-5266 or on the internet, kboo.fm. The airwaves are a part of the community treasury. They belong to all of us. Yet so much of the spectrum is occupied without your input. Your support of KBOO maintains a part of the FM dial where you get to have a say. So please join us in maintaining that say, making it stronger, and make sure that your voice is heard and your thoughts and things that are precious to you are represented. Please give us a call right now, 877-500-5266 KBOO.FM. And now we're back to Calculated Conversations.
You're talking. I'll be back home. Yes. And that was our wonderful KBOO pitch to keep us on the air. You don't want to miss us now, do you?
Do you?
But yeah, we back. Got my guys, John Hunt, Danny Moore in the house. You know, we talking Stupid Burger, man.
Stupid Burger.
One of the groundbreaking, you know, I feel like restaurants, you know, from our urban culture, you know, that really got it helped a lot of people realize that they can do other things for a living. It just shows the option to create, man. Like, right. You know, and I just think people need to know that you can really do anything you want to do. And so I want to touch on what you said, man. What you said was really, really powerful. I only heard one other person say this, and that was me.
Right.
How these brand names show up. And how you know that they're universe given, and that it's destined just for you, because you don't really create it. Like my most popular brand names, I don't feel like I created them. I feel like I was just being me, and one day it just popped in my head, and I'm right. like, oh, you know what I mean?
Yes, sir.
So instead of people really spending the time, I gotta come up with a name. I never did that. You know what I'm saying? Like when I came up with the whole Stack and Kicks thing, I didn't do that. I was just sitting chilling, you know, just relaxing. And then all of a sudden, boom, out of nowhere, this is your brand name.
It's organic.
I was like, oh, okay.
Yeah.
And that's how you know, I feel like you in the right line of, you know, in an alignment, should I say.
Yep.
You know, and so just vibing with that and being able to build off that, you know, it's truly a blessing to acknowledge that and actually just listen to it and take heed and be like, okay, well, if that's what you say the name is and that's what it's going to be then. Mm-hmm. I'm not gonna challenge you.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Because they know better than we know. They know that this gonna catch on. Meanwhile, we're like, okay, well, I like it. I like it. But it's a way bigger than what we thought it was when we first came up with it.
No, that's it.
I mean, now it everybody the says the name.
You hit it on the head.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So that's amazing, bro.
Yeah. It's rooted. That's the crazy thing about it. Like, just and again, I'm looking at it from, you know, watching that progression and just taking into account that you guys went from the shop and then did the big move, though.
Right.
And got into that actual store.
Right.
Like, was that the plan from the jump?
Yeah, it's always, that was always the plan. Like,
okay.
Because we worked at a restaurant. So it's like, we already kind of like, well, he worked at, that was my first restaurant.
At Buffalo Wild Wings?
Yeah, but he worked at a mini restaurant. So
okay.
It was like, that was the, because it cost a lot of money to, if you get a rest, it cost.
Yeah.
And back then, food carts wasn't even that much.
Yeah, like $5,000 to $10,000.
But now, even food carts is costing like restaurants. So it was like, that was the main. That's why we put so much like pride into it. It wasn't just like nothing for play. It was like, okay, let's really get there, because we seen how Buffalo Wild Wings was doing. They owners walking in briefcases. We don't know what's in them. They all in suits and stuff. Right. We like, we seeing them, and we like, we want to
get to that.
I know we can make something better than this.
So what was that initial conversation? Being that it ain't like, you know, this was a childhood thing that y'all been growing up trying to do this since forever. Y'all linked in. What was that conversation that even sparked, like, let's put this together?
Yeah.
So it was, man, we was talking to another guy in the kitchen.
Okay.
And
we was talking about opening a food cart. And he was like, well, I already had a food cart, you know, and this is what I served, and it just didn't do good. I lost a lot of money.
Okay.
So we're like, well, you own the food cart. You did that your way. We're going to do this our way.
Right.
We can do it. I'm like, yo, we should start a food cart. And he was like, Then we thought about it. Then we was like, well, let's start a food cart. And John had the connection.
Okay.
He already had a food cart lined up. And then we talked about it. I was like, look, bro, after we came up with the name, I said, with my food and your popularity, man, we could do big things. I was like, bro, TV, newspapers, everything. We could do it all. Boom. Next thing you know, up and running. First day in, it was dead.
Yeah.
Then the next day,
nobody pull up.
They flooded us, right?
Oh.
So then we like, okay, it's real.
Hit you with the okie doke.
So then I'm like, look, bro, we stay down the next 3 years. After that, we're going to be on TV. Watch. Next thing you know, the news hit. That was in a year. And then as soon as we got to the restaurant, the TV
Food Network
came.
Yeah, so.
Yeah.
And they just kept following up. So, you know, we spoke it into existence.
Right.
And then just stayed down and we are where we at today. And we living it, so we don't really know what we in right now.
Yeah, it'd be some days, man, I'd be like, man, I quit. I'm about to do something else. No more. I'm done.
I'm like, man, if we stay down, like,
I'm done.
We get inspired too, like stacking kicks.
Yeah.
Like, we don't like, because we're not sitting next to you every day, so we don't know what your struggles would ever be like, or even like a black mannequin or a trap kitchen.
Right.
But we like, we get inspired from the other ones doing their thing.
Right.
So we like, man, they holding it down, we gotta hold it down.
Right.
We holding it down, everybody hold it down together, we just gonna look great.
Yeah.
So that's that high energy we talking about.
Yeah, and speaking of that, you know, we always talk about this, you know, me and Black Mannequin, you know, we bros, you know what I'm saying? Same industry, but, you know, just really connecting, just doing our thing, right?
Right.
You know, I mean, you know, we always talk about, like, some of the successful people we know, and you guys' name always come up, you know, Mando's come up, Trap Kitchen come up, Mikey Vegas, Cool Nuts come up, OG1. Everybody that's, you know, creating things and really doing it with, like there's no negativity and, you know, surrounding what you guys do and how you represent yourself. And we're trying to show the correlation between success and positive energy, success and love, you know what I mean?
Right.
And courtesy. You know, like, why do you guys, I mean, why are not people understanding that, how that works? You know, what do you guys think is the difference between, because, I mean, I just noticed the people that are doing really well and really working and being successful, they're not upset at anybody, and they're not talking weird on social media. They're not attacking other, carts.
A lot of people, they be just, like, kind of, like, faking it, like, acting like they really doing stuff, but they're not really, like.
Right.
See, and it's sad because it's like, I always tell people, like, my competition is not, you know, the other Fam Fam's down the street or right. JoJo's Chicken the Cutties, you know, I'm trying to, my competition is Red Robin's or Killer Burger or all these other places because I'm really trying to make it. And
right.
Some people were just in it just for the Facebook or just for the likes and stuff. Like,
yeah, and when
you could tell. You can just tell.
Well, and when you think about it, that had to be your only competition because, I mean, when you started, them the only ones who was doing it, right?
Right,
you know
what
I'm
saying? Right.
And same, you know, I'm the same way in the fashion industry. Like, I don't have any competition here because when I was doing, I was going after, you know, some of the other bigger brands, Diamond Supply, and just trying to build energy like that, you know. So I didn't even see any competition at the time. So I agree with you guys on that, man. That's dope. I know Cam might have something.
No, I was getting ready to pass it off for the next pitch.
Yes, pitch coming up. Support.
After just getting ready for it, so make sure y'all listen in, open your hearts and your pockets, and right. Donate to a great cause.
Your minds,
heart, and soul.
All right. Good evening again, everyone, and thank you. You've been listening to Calculated Conversations, and I don't know if you had a chance to hear the opening of their show, but the song that was played was "Express Yourself." I'm going to give you an opportunity to express yourself right now. Please give us, please go to our website and donate generously. Please go to kboo.fm/donate. At KBOO, every dollar matters, which is why we're challenging our monthly sustaining members to increase their monthly donation amount by $1 or $2 or more. If all of our monthly donors gave just $1 more, that would be an extra $27,000 a year for the station or $54,000 for two more dollars. Pick up the phone and dial 877-500-5266. To increase your monthly donation or become a sustained member. You can also go to our website on the internet at kboo.fm/give. All right, and just a little information. Cable is a very important station, and I became involved with the station about 7 years ago with an organization I belong to, the Coalition of Black Trade Unionists, and we were offered an opportunity to provide a monthly half-hour show on labor radio. And being at KBOO, I have had the chance to see the opportunity of things happening behind the scenes. And I can guarantee you that every person from every culture in our community is able to come into this station and have a voice to get trained so that they can deliver information, have a music show, have an information show, those types of things. And I don't know of anywhere else in a town our size where we have that type of access without having any money, without having any equipment. KBOO is that little gem, that little shining beacon on the hill for all of us to be able to provide the information, the news, the music, the culture that all of us are looking for, and to keep not only our neighborhoods and our community strong, but our nation as well. We certainly appreciate everyone out there. And please, again, if you will go to our website, kboo.fm/give, and give us a generous donation. $5 a month or $60, you can get a Music Makes the Movement tote bag. For $120 a month or $120 or $10 a month, a Democracy Now! T-shirt. So we do have some nice thank you gift for folks that are contributing. Again, kboo.fm/give. Thank you very much. This is Deborah Hall, out.
Hey. So before we jumped into that, I was going to say, you know, thinking of the idea of community, right? Like you guys said, you got going. His popularity brought the community out. Your food kept them there. And people have been behind you, right? I feel like essentially the whole time is the motion, the community's been there. And one of the things that I noticed, like he said, I don't get out much as far as partying, but I get out for the different community things.
Right.
And over the years, almost consistently, most of the big things happening, you guys are catering. And mm-hmm. I'd like to know, like, and for listeners to hear, like, why do you feel it's important to show up to those type of things and to give back and be a part of these different community engaging events?
Well, I mean, on the give back for the community, I mean, we feel it's important to give back to people that was just like us.
Right.
And when we talk about like the youth, mm-hmm. because there was really no one like us that was giving back.
Right.
As we was coming up, you know, there was your events at the park, but none of it was like free. There wasn't no free food and free backpacks and free shoes. The closest thing we had to that was like SEI.
Yeah.
But then you had to go work for that.
Yeah.
Go through a week camp, you know what I mean? Yeah. And you get your free shoes at the end, keep your shirt. But like everything that like, you know, Next Level or Keys Loaded Kitchen or, you know, the give backs.
Yeah, yeah.
Man, those are, man, that's much needed. Yeah. Like, and we love being a part of it.
Yeah. Because you get a chance for, especially like, I do it really for like the youth, you know, because it gives them some sense of hope, you know, because I come from a troubled background myself.
Okay.
You know, I'm from the streets, you know, I'm from the community. So it's like, for me to be doing something on a positive platform and showing them like, hey, you know, it's a way you can get out instead of showing them something negative, you know.
Right.
That's really an honor to me, you know, and it's just as simple as two buns and a piece of bread, some chips and some juice.
Right.
But just, you know, being a role model is real key. Because my role model,
none of that.
Man, well, people I looked up to.
Role model, you know, rolled off.
They had the fat chains, you know what I mean? They had to, you know, they wasn't slaying no burgers.
Right, they were slaying some chicken, though. But I think that's an important point you made. I'm glad you brought that up. You know, a big part of this show is trying to, and I think when you speak of that, you're speaking of like definitions of what we thought success was growing up.
Right.
You know, and I think what's important with, you know, doing these events, you know, showing back up, showing a different level of success, we can probably change the definition and make it cool. You know, like, I want to make it that cool part. To be yourself, make it cool to try something different.
Yes.
You know, make it cool to just, you know, create something from your own heart, you know, and let the world, you know, shake your hand and appreciate you for that instead of jumping in line with our old definitions, which was mostly toxic, I think, and destructive to our families. In our futures, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And so that's always a good point, and that's a huge thing about you guys that I definitely appreciate. You showing success in a different light, a new light, and something that can shine on a few more extra people, so maybe we can create more individuals like yourself, man, to, you know, to help benefit the world on a bigger platform like that.
Yeah, because for me, man, I look at success like it's like beauty, you know what I mean? It's in the eye of the beholder.
Hey.
So it's like, my success might not be the same as the next person's success.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, they want, you know, a mansion and 30 cars when I need my health, my family, and, you know, maybe a house and two cars.
Right.
So, yeah, the level of success is just different in everybody's eyes.
Yeah. I was talking about that. Like a lot of the guys that I know out here that are really successful, that's handling their business, and you can see them making real moves out here. They're not even really shining like that.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, we be pulling up in vans and I think I seen John in the 81 Monte Carlo. What was that? What was you in at the park?
No. I was 06.
Oh, was that 06?
We call him Barber Stuffers, you know?
Yeah, that's what I mean. I'm in 06. I don't know why I said 81. I was thinking I'm not in high school.
All right.
But I mean, I noticed that, like, I notice they keep things real simple on the outside, you know, and what I try to tell my buddies is that, man, like, we already kind of defining ourselves, so we don't need all these external extras to try to prove to you that we doing good.
Right.
Or that we something special. I mean, our light is kind of already shining within no matter what we moving in or around. It's, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And I think that's another thing you guys do that's super dope, man.
Right. You don't see our names coming up in any of the riffraff. It's never any of that.
Try to stay away from the riffraff.
Hey, the
riffraff. Stay far away from the riffraff.
Far.
Yeah, yeah. So, man, so what do you guys think about, do you guys have any feelings at all or any thoughts when you see other restaurant businesses going at each other online or just kind of beefing and doing unnecessary drama? I know you guys sit back and laugh with a burger, but do you actually think of anything? Does it affect you, or do you...
Not really. I mean, sometimes I like to feed off of it. Like, just say, for instance, Popeyes had...
I was going to bring that up next, but since you're beating to it.
But I sit back and watch it. Popeyes had the chicken. They had the whole Northeast, Southeast.
Chick-fil-A. They tried to make a beef. It wasn't really a beef.
It was crazy. So, you know. So
curated.
Yeah.
We was like...
And what I was thinking, my only thing with that chicken sandwich, man, like, I'm not against Popeyes. I don't eat there that much. I mean, I kind of got to be driving by and hungry. But I was just, yep. I think one thing that kind of affected me a little bit was just how much our community was pumping it. Yeah. Not that they were eating it, but how much they were pumping it. Mm. You know what I'm saying? And
It was communities across
the country, yeah.
Across the country.
But it was our culture.
It was our culture across the country.
Yes, sir.
And so my thing is, like, I just feel more comfortable. You know, it might be a little bit judgmental. I'm not sure how people would look at it, but I'm more comfortable, like, going to support restaurants in my community that are part of the give backs, a part of the community events. Because I feel like if I pump into them, they're going to pump back into our community. You know what I'm saying? And I don't really get a chance. I never really seen Popeyes do a backpack giveaway or nothing up there.
For sure.
You know, so that's my only reason. I'm not hating on them or nothing like that. Sure. But I just prefer to support people that support the community, because we need that to be tighter as it is.
Yes, sir.
And a lot of people that's enjoying all these free shoes and these backpacks and these, you know, these burgers, you know, that y'all do when y'all doing events, you know, a lot of them was, you know, bought all their chicken sandwiches from Popeyes, though. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And so, but you getting all the backpacks and stuff, but when it's time to spend, you. So I thought that was a little bit, that kind of bothered me a little bit. So that's why I kind of extra pumped you guys up a little bit.
Yeah. We try to take advantage of it, but not to defend Popeyes or anything, right, like a Walmart, like the big companies. But like when we not in the knowing, like, yeah, until you know something, like for the giveaway. For instance, we gave away 1,000 like Capri Suns. You know what I mean? We had to pay for them and whatnot. But I didn't know that if we would have went to the manager and told them that we were doing this thing 3 months in advance, they would donate all the juices.
Right.
So now that, you know, I know that, when I learn something like that, I'll go to Popeyes now and say, look, 3 months down the line, we're going to need you to donate some chicken for the community that bought all them sandwiches from you.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So we don't know things like that until we run across it. Right. So now that we know, if this is on the way, everybody start tapping in, go to your worldwide Popeyes and start trying to get some money back out of them, because you're giving it to them.
Right.
It's only right.
And they may have, you know, management up top that'll really be like, hey, you know, we can do that.
Right.
We just may not ask them.
Huh? Yeah.
You
know,
hey, that's true. You gotta ask.
Right. So I might have to go talk to him over a chicken sandwich.
There you go.
Wait, I heard they ran out of buns. What's going on with that?
Never mind.
Let's forget about that.
Hey, we don't know. Come to Studebaker.
Never mind. But
who was the logo person?
So this lady that works at, her name is Lori. She works at the gym that I go to.
Okay.
So we had, so he gave the vision, and I kind of like just told her what to do, and she just put it all together. Okay. And it just,
she is the one on the food cart. We tighten it up.
Okay.
And then a couple of people helped us tighten it up. But I mean, everything was kind of like I wouldn't say like a scheme, but everything had its own little meaning to it.
Right.
Like stupid juice.
Right. Just branding it.
Stupid
branded,
sauce.
Stupid branded, juice branded. Is fire too, boy.
Branded. Yeah. I think like the logo too, for me, I always look at just being with a little bit of design in the background. That's one of the things that translates, right? And like you were saying earlier, from the Tyler's up to the 96, the 6 to 96, it's everything in between there. And that can show up anywhere.
Right.
And that could be franchised, and people would have no idea where it started. You know what I mean? Like, it's not one of those things that pigeonhole themselves into a certain demographic.
Right.
I think
right.
that's what's crazy active about it. So I'm a fan, clearly.
Appreciate that.
Yeah, and again, the burgers is just the best out here, man. You know? And so you really can't lose. Good guys, good environment, welcoming, good food, you know, fair price.
Right.
You know, I mean, the fair price, right, guys?
Yeah, oh, yeah. The fair price.
Oh, yeah.
You know,
fair price. Fair, wait, how much fair
is that,
portion?
How much is that stupid burger? I mean, the big burger, man. Let's talk about the big burger.
Oh, the ignorant burger.
They got an ignorant burger.
$40.
This burger ain't got no education.
But look, it got three patties, two eggs, two hot links, bacon, ham, steak, grilled onions, mushrooms, onion rings on it,
mozzarella
sticks on top,
fried chicken or fish, you pick.
Oh.
And probably a basket of fries.
And it's 2 feet tall.
Yeah, that's how tall is that?
I think it's about a foot. A foot and a half tall. Is it two feet?
Like if you follow us on Facebook, you can just log in, Stupid Burger. Yeah. And then stupidburgerpdx.com, our website.
I've seen somebody try to eat one, man. It looked like he was eating the corn on the cob from the side or something. I was like, what's
a real struggle.
Yeah, y'all seen anybody finish that?
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
Oh, yeah.
Wait, like in the sitting?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
We had a burger competition. Somebody ate actually one that was one tier bigger than the ignorant, super ignorant, it's called. And
the whole thing?
He ate the whole thing and all the fries.
And what'd he win?
Like $400-$500.
Damn. Whoa.
Yeah, okay.
Seriously,
it's coming back again.
Right,
too.
That's it.
Yeah,
it's coming back.
Okay, was he a big guy?
He was actually a little smaller than you.
That's what I was figured. Thinking. I was thinking. A little guy would do that.
Yeah, he defaulted to it.
Big dudes, man, they tapped out.
Yeah.
Big dudes tapped out.
Right.
He went up against some monsters, too.
What?
Yeah.
He didn't get sicker now? I mean.
Nah, he put it down.
That's wild.
He won and his girl won. His girl won her division.
Oh, so you know when they have dinner? Hey. Never mind. You know what? I ain't even gonna go there. Bro. I ain't even gonna go there.
You don't look out for them,
right?
Yeah.
I want to know the post. I want in one set. Like I want to know the prep for that. I feel like they might do that. That might be.
I mean, you gotta be mentally ready for that.
Yeah, they do that. It was competition.
Yeah, that's they it. Had to
you
be.
You probably don't want to eat for like 2 days, just to kind of like. I mean, eat something light. Eat crackers and soup. Like 2 days.
Just like how much it weigh?
Just to like,
man, I ain't even weighed it.
Never weighed it. It looked heavy, man.
Yeah.
15, 20 pounds, it seemed like. I don't know.
Yeah, but.
So, with, you know, the success that you guys have had, future plans, is this something that you guys do want to take on the road? Do you guys want to expand this, or is this going to stay, you know, kind of that hub? Would you be into franchising, any of that?
Oh, yeah. The plan is to open up some more.
Okay.
Around here, Portland area, maybe Vancouver.
Okay.
Right here in the Northwest.
Right.
See what we can do over here before we try to take our talent towards South Beach.
Okay.
Yeah, because after so much energy is, you know, distributed, man, usually about, you know, like a little over 5 years, which you guys have already been. I mean, people start coming like, okay, you guys ready to, you know, friend, they want to come in, they want to throw a bunch of money at you.
We know we're in it for, this is not going to be an overnight thing. Yeah. You know what I mean? It might take 5 more years to
about 10 years
just to get the multiple, but we know that we're in it. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Like we popping, but we still a hidden gem out here.
Yeah,
in Portland.
Yeah, okay. Even in Portland.
That's what I was gonna ask. Yeah. After like the Food Network pop up, what did you see an increase in the food tourists?
Yeah, we did.
Yeah, sure did. Yeah. Okay, we got another one about to air like real soon. Food Paradise.
Oh,
so this one should be a little bit bigger than the first one.
Okay. Yeah.
So, but other than that, man, just tell me how you guys feel, man. Overall, just, you know, having the universe behind you, you know, like being right in the middle of a dream that was created and then having all these things happen around you. And I know sometimes it's hard to even realize because everything's moving so quickly and you guys are constantly working, right?
Yeah,
right.
But just overall, like, how do you feel about how far you guys come? How do you feel about life, you know, about who you turned out to be overall?
Oh man, that's a good question. You want to go first?
I feel pretty, you know, I feel great. Like being able to be kind of like stuck, not simply say stuck, but like at a dead end job, you know.
Yeah.
Like they wouldn't promote me. I wouldn't about to be no manager or nothing, right. You know. And if I was, that was the farthest I was going to be able to get. But I feel like I can do anything because it's like everything that we planned out, that we said we was going to do, end up happening. Like,
right.
So sometimes I might just like make a post like Stupid Burger Vegas or something.
Yeah.
And then like people will be like going crazy, like, oh, y'all going to Vegas? Like, and I won't even have no type of blueprint or nothing, but I just put that energy out there.
Yeah.
Like Stupid Burger Vegas. And the next, you know, I'm getting calls from people that really like, oh, yeah, bro, I know a spot.
Hey.
That you can come, we'll do Vegas right by the.
Right.
So that's how it works. It just to show like if you really speak something into existence, work hard and don't give up, you can do whatever you want to.
Exactly.
And I feel good about where I am in life too. Like John said, like we come from a neighborhood where everything else was glorified. So we had everything else to look up and look forward to. But when you actually look at life and know that you don't take it for granted, because it goes so fast.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like there's some people that is not here with us today, you know what I mean, and won't be here with us tomorrow.
Right.
So, like, I feel great. Like, I feel like Nip. You know what I mean? If I die today, I made the set proud.
Aye. Right.
You know what I mean? That's my family. So, aye. I feel like I made the family proud.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, coming from where we come from, bro, it's like, it's like, man, that boy is about to, he's about to turn out to be something terrible.
Right.
You know what I mean? So, yeah. He's, God has blessed us.
How you did that.
You know?
Yeah, and you guys keeping it humble. You want to? And you guys keeping it, and you guys keeping it real humble, man, which is great, because I don't know how you guys feel, but I know sometimes it just, I don't know. The things I've accomplished don't always seem,
add up.
Yeah.
I feel like it don't add up.
It's like people, you know, like the kind, you know, the way people support you guys, talk about you guys, always happy when they see you, you know. And it's kind of like, well, I feel like I'm just doing what I'm supposed to be doing.
Yes.
Like, and I feel like, do you guys feel like, damn, I mean, this is crazy. Like, all this credit is coming my way and everybody's happy when I'm out here because of what I've done, but really I just feel like I'm just a normal person still.
Yeah.
You know, you guys feel that too?
Yeah.
Yeah, but then again, like on certain days when, like, let's say he had to work all day on Sunday. Like, he had to cancel with some employee called in or something.
Mm-hmm.
But it's like them days where, you know, you work hard and people don't see that, you know.
Sometimes you feel like underappreciated.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But but in the end, it's like you had to, like, check that off. It's like a, it's not a goal, but it's like something that's calculated. It's gonna pay off in the long run.
Right.
Like, maybe you don't feel like your brand is where it's supposed to be. You know what I'm saying? But from someone that's far out looking, they're like, man, that dude is killing it right now.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So, but you know, so to yourself, you beat yourself up.
Yeah.
Keep beating yourself up, because that's what's gonna take you further.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I like that.
What do you guys do when somebody get mad at you? Cause, I mean, because the thing is, like it's like the bigger you get, like, it's the more expectations, sometimes unrealistic, people have, you know, we on like, us, and it's like you always got to deal with people being frustrated.
Man, we like how Nordstrom, you know how Nordstrom was the best customer service. Like, I bought this from you guys, and it.
Yeah.
Nah, we just try to, like, I mean, you know, they say to treat everybody fair, customers always right. End of the day.
At the end of the day, yeah.
Not at the beginning, though.
If not the end, it's at the end. Give a little argument.
If you ate half the burger and you say it's nasty, I mean, you know, you want to get another burger, here you go. If you want the $10, right. Here you go. Have a good day. Because you pissed off that one customer, you know. It's one versus 10,000-20,000 people that love it. So
That one customer might be Oprah's assistant. You know what I mean? So it's like, get her right. You know what I'm saying? Make sure she's taken care of. You treat everybody like family.
Yeah.
You treat everybody like family. Well, don't treat everybody like family. They think they can take their shoes off.
Like David always say, operate out of love.
Operate out of love.
And then whatever come from that, you deal. Right quick for the listeners, jump in, make a quick plea, quick case. Understand the talent is universal, opportunity's not. But with y'all help, we can break down the barriers many people experience to media making with free broadcast training and airtime access. Mm-hmm. You don't need money, you don't need equipment, making it that rare and beautiful place that is accessible to everyone, no matter your privilege. So you as the listener can hear different perspectives and not just corporate washed media, and be truly in touch with your community.
Right.
Shows like this, necessary. You want to hear more of this. Look, we got people from the community in here with us. We are of the community having these discussions on air. So if you guys would understand every dollar matters, and if you have 5, you have 10, 15, maybe 20. We've been on the air for 18 months. Mm-hmm. So I say throw a what, 3 times that many dollars, and go to the site, cable.fm, drop that donation, become a member, and there's also some good things that can come from that. If you check them out, they have I believe it's sweatshirts and a couple other items, which I don't know off the top of my head. I probably should have looked it up before I even mentioned that, but it is there. So with that being said, we're gonna reel it back into this conversation.
Yeah, and KBOO do a lot of community events as well, and so a lot of things that we all take advantage of, so it's well worth the support, I think.
Yes.
But let me see where was we going with that? You guys done so much, man, over a short period of time, man. It's really amazing to watch you guys, and I just know the pressure, because I've been in business for a long time, bro. You know, and so I know the pressure of really wanting to get off your, you know, I don't know, just get off your vibe for a moment and really check some people, you know, or really just get frustrated or really lose energy sometimes, you know, because it's a lot happening. But I'm always in awe how you guys consistently manage the way you handle things, man. And I think that's a really big part of why you guys are successful. You know, you grateful, you humble, you give back. You don't put people on, you know, Front Street. You know, you don't disrespect nobody. If there's a problem, you fix it, man. You know, and I'm really proud of what you guys are doing, man, for real.
Thank you,
man. I love coming to your restaurant, man. Seriously.
Appreciate that.
Yeah. And we just know that life is real. You know what I mean? Everybody going through something. You know what I mean? Even we go through things.
Yeah.
Like, life is real. And we just try to stay professional. Damn. Like, there's times that we want to get on there and, yo, man, you know what I mean? Like, shut up, bro. Like,
yeah, look on his face. You see that?
When it's like, reel it back in.
Yeah.
Don't post everything that you feel. You know what I mean? We can't post everything we feel. It's like
certain stuff. Right.
Posting what they feel on their page. Right.
I don't even act a certain way on my Facebook. I'm saying we check my Snapchat though. You can see.
All right, Facebook. Tell everybody where to find you.
Facebook.
But
it's an image we got to hold, you know, because people are looking up to us.
And I don't think it's a false image. It's just more or less. I go through things, but I know how to deal with it.
Yeah, right. Business is business.
You know what I mean?
Personal.
It's just because people don't put stuff, everything they go through online, I don't think it means they're fake. I know when I go through stuff, I'll call somebody. You know what I'm saying? I'll call somebody that care about the outcome of what I'm going through and care about my success overall. But everything ain't for that. And I appreciate you guys, not alienating your customers or your friends or your family. And a lot of people get that energy, and it's easy to think you're better than the community. I see a lot of people get popping, and they start putting down the same people that got them there.
I got called Uncle Tom. You know what I'm saying? I was like, wow, like, how do I respond to this?
Is that because you had a nephew? Or
don't respond. Nah.
What was that? What they call you that for?
It was a conversation.
They said he was... What did you say?
Too good.
Or something?
Well, I forgot where I come from good. Or something.
Well, watched.
A conversation.
Well, we know that, we come from a community that doesn't necessarily
agree.
Support growth.
Yes. Not at all.
Because we've been mentally brainwashed to think that if someone has stepped outside of his environment where he grew up at, that he's changing. But he's supposed to change, man.
Right. I'm trying to evolve.
Come back, evolve. And,
never evolving.
And it's not even changing. It's really just growing,
actually.
It's evolving, it's growing, but it's coming right back.
Right.
So, we're coming right back to the community. So what's changed? You know what I'm saying? We're learning things and we're sharing it like we're supposed to be.
Right.
You know, I told my...
Don't understand from their level of comprehension.
So. Yeah. But, they definitely got a stigma where they make it a bad thing to be from the hood, you know, and grow and build and create new things. And, you know, now you're not engaging in all the toxic talk. See, they'd be happy with you if you was toxic.
Right.
They would love it.
You know, so.
They would love it.
Keep doing what you're doing, brothers.
So we got a couple more minutes here before we get up out of here. Y'all give all the information as to where to be found.
Where can they find you?
Y'all know where we at? We over on 2329 Northeast Gleason.
East side, Gleason.
What? Because
some people, some people think 24th Gleason Northwest.
Yeah.
And then
they don't know that. Yeah.
Yeah. And we're not.
It's tricky over there.
Yeah. We're not at the food cart no more. So that's over with.
We still in Northeast Portland.
Northeast
not
Portland.
Not the numbers. People think we like on 124th.
Yeah. 24th and Gleason, right by Sandy. We're open 7 days a week. Except for major holidays.
Open at 11.
Open at 11. Tomorrow is National Cheeseburger Day.
$2 cheeseburger.
$2. I've seen that post.
$2 all day long.
Come buy 20 of them.
Don't buy 20 of them.
Oh, that's going to hurt us.
But so tomorrow's National Cheeseburger Day. And we got some big things popping real soon in the making.
Any quick shout outs? Any other food carts in the town that y'all rock with, support? Any businesses?
My boy Pastas, 503 Pastas. He's over there actually at our old food cart location.
Mando's.
The
King of the East right there. Ooh. King of the East side.
Killing it.
Pizza Yaki, my boy. If you want to have a great time, a great time. Go to Pizza Yaki.
Rip City Tacos. He got the biggest Chris meat burrito I've ever had in my life.
Trap Kitchen.
Who else out there?
What about Hannah's?
Hannah's. Can't forget my bro Hannah. with the snowball big. They was talking real good on him today.
It's a great catering company. Everybody Eats. If you're looking for catered weddings, funerals, office stuff. So it's just a great. I think we probably got one of the best like urban food cultures in Lytton.
Shout out Team Stupid too.
But that's really doing it on like not just like at grandma's house or in the basement at really people that's really LLC'd up around here.
All right, man. We appreciate you guys, man. Amazing interview. We definitely gonna have to have you back, man. Much love. Keep up the good work, brothers. And we got your back.
All right. Calculated everything.
Where's my burger?
Where's my burger?
I was sorry. Yeah, put down my shirt.
This is KBOO Portland. Give it up for Calculated Conversations. Coming up next is the Melting Pot Radio Show.